Welcome, listeners, to another riveting episode of MC Campground Chronicles, your one-stop resource for all things campground, presented by Modern Campground. Today, ours is a journey that takes us across the vast lands of the United States, riding on the rhythm of the American heartland, as we find ourselves in the picturesque state of Idaho. Imagine the breathtaking sight of sprawling meadows, rustic woods, and the harmonious trill of the native wildlife. It's here, nestled in these idyllic surroundings, that our story unfolds, at the unique Ida Grove's Uncommon Camplands, a place where the essence of outdoor adventure blends seamlessly with the heartwarming flavors of home, creating a unique camping experience unlike any other. It's here that we find our host for the day, the charismatic and enterprising campground owner, Bartholomew Bart Jenkins. With a twinkle in his eyes and a spring in his step, Bart carries a charm that's as refreshing as the cool Idaho breeze. He's a man who wears many hats: camp owner, guide, storyteller, and most importantly, a world-class jam maker. If the campground's beauty doesn't enchant you, Bart's infectious enthusiasm surely will. His love for nature and the simple joy of camping are woven into the very fabric of Ida Groves, creating a symphony of experiences that leaves every visitor with a treasure trove of unforgettable memories. Today, Bart opens up his world to us, inviting us to explore a land where the sweet side of camping comes to life in the most delightful, unexpected of ways. So sit back, relax, and let's walk this path together under the verdant canopy of Ida Groves, where the aroma of freshly made jam is always in the air. Welcome to the Campground Best Homemade Jam Competition, Tasting the Sweet Side of Camping. Buckle up, listeners, as we taste the sweet side of camping, one spoonful at a time.
Life at Ida Groves had always been exciting, full of nature's bounties, the camaraderie of campers, and the freedom of the great outdoors. But as the years rolled by, I began to notice a lull. The regulars were still coming, but the influx of new faces was dwindling. Our unique charm of being a nature-laden paradise seemed to be losing its sheen. That's when it hit me. We needed to reintroduce Ida Groves to the world, but not just as a campground, something more. I remembered the countless times campers had savored my homemade jam, the twinkle in their eyes as the burst of flavors hit them. That's when it dawned on me, a best homemade jam competition. After all, what could be a better way to bring people together than the lure of a good old-fashioned cook-off? The idea of a jam competition at a campground was unusual, to say the least. I had my reservations. Would it attract enough attention? Would it deter those who came seeking the thrill of the wild? I considered other options: a hiking marathon, a wildlife photography contest, but none seemed as inviting or as unique as the jam competition. It was a risk, but it was a risk I was willing to take. After all, we were the Uncommon Campground. Implementing the idea was like journeying through uncharted territory. Initially, we faced several roadblocks: finding sponsors, setting up a makeshift kitchen, ensuring hygiene standards, and advertising the event seemed like a mountainous task. But the community surprised me. Local businesses pitched in, providing us with the necessary equipment. The local press helped spread the word, and soon we had our first set of competitors, each with their own secret recipe, ready to be part of our unique adventure. The day of the competition, I remember, was full of anticipation and laughter. The smell of simmering fruit and sugar wafted through the air, mixing with the scent of pine and fresh earth. It was a sight to behold as competitors stirred their pots with gusto, the camaraderie of the campers evident. Despite the roadblocks and initial skepticism, the competition surpassed my highest expectations. But what came after was the real surprise. The jam competition not only brought life back to Ida Groves, but transformed it into a hotspot for camping gourmands. Our campers now had a unique story to tell, a tale of their encounter with the sweet side of camping. Our bookings doubled, and a whole new demographic of culinary enthusiasts started frequenting the campground. The competition became our annual tradition, a symbol of our uniqueness. More importantly, it brought the local community together, making Ida Groves more than just a campground. From this experience, I learned the value of embracing uniqueness, of taking the road less traveled, even if it appears risky. As campground owners, we need to innovate, to find that unique selling proposition that sets us apart. For us, it was our homemade jam competition. For others, it could be something entirely different. The key is to find what makes your campground unique and celebrate it. After all, the world is full of ordinary, It's the uncommon that captivates us.
And so, dear listeners, our sweet tale of Ida Groves. Uncommon Camplands comes to an end. Bartholomew, Bart Jenkins, our host and guide, showed us how the path less trodden can often lead to the most delightful of destinations. His best homemade jam competition was not just a solution to a problem, but an innovative celebration of the uncommon, a testament to the power of thinking outside the box. From his journey, one thing is clear. The world of campground management is as dynamic and multifaceted as the landscapes these camps are nestled in. Challenges are as much a part of this world as the starlit nights and the camaraderie around a campfire. But the key lies in viewing these challenges not as roadblocks, but as opportunities to innovate, to connect, and to create unique experiences that resonate. The sweet taste of Bart's success serves as a reminder that sometimes the answer lies not in following the well-trodden path, but in carving a niche of your own. For those listening who may be facing challenges of their own within their campgrounds, remember Bart's words, find what makes your campground unique and celebrate it. Perhaps your solution, like Bart's, lies within the uniqueness of your own grounds and the community it houses. As we sign off from this episode of MC Campground Chronicles, we hope that Bart's story has left you with a taste for the exceptional, a hunger for the unique, and an appetite for the sweet side of camping. We would love to hear your thoughts, your stories, and the unique flavors of your own campgrounds. So, thank you for joining us on this journey. Make sure to subscribe so you won't miss out on our next adventure in the world of campgrounds, where we unveil more tales of the extraordinary from the ordinary, more chronicles from the heart of nature. Until then, keep exploring, keep innovating, and remember, the world is full of ordinary. It's the uncommon that captivates us. This has been MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. Tune in next time, and until then, happy camping!